We're going to talk a little college basketball, local college basketball, and on the line with us is Taylor Gnota. She's the first-year women's basketball coach at Rock Valley College, took over Misty Opad and moved on to Chicago State. And Taylor's having a great season so far in the first year. The RVC women are 8-0 in the N4C Conference, 17-5 overall, so we kind of wanted to catch up a little bit. So how you doing this morning, Taylor?
I'm really good. How are you?
Doing good. As I mentioned, last time we talked to you, this is preseason. We're kind of getting ready for the season, kind of previewing it. And talking about being your first year as the head coach here at RVC, I kind of want to know, now that I'm kind of several months in, how has the coaching part compared to what you expected it to be?
You know, it's been actually going really well. You know, I think when I came in, some people just naturally had some doubts. First-year head coach, kind of young, didn't really know what to expect, especially after taking over for somebody, you know, that built a powerhouse here and, you know, is seen as a legend here. So I think, you know, some people had some doubts, but, I mean, it's been going really well. We actually had a game last night, just because we've had, some canceled games from, or postponed games from the weather. So we're actually 9-0 now in conference and 18-5 overall. So, you know, it's been going really, really well. So I mean, I'm really happy so far with what we've done.
Did you feel at the beginning, and is it less or more, you mentioned about replacing Misty and kind of legend and the history of this program. Any extra pressure, either internally you're putting on yourself or even maybe a little bit external, like people are saying, well, you got to keep this up. I mean, did you feel that or is that kind of gone away? How's it been with that, with the pressure part of it?
You know, I guess in the beginning, maybe a little bit, just because I was probably asked that question, you know, over and over when I first got here. But, you know, as the season goes on, that just wears off. You know, so it's not really even in the back of my mind anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, my focus is more on the team and what we're trying to accomplish this year. I would say in the beginning, maybe a little bit, you know, it's a little bit added pressure, but as the year's gone on, you know, it's just something that kind of wears off and you just kind of like find your own self and, you know, take charge of it.
Now, as you said, you guys are 9-0 in the conference, 18-5 overall. How does that, the on-court, how does your success so far compared to what you were expecting coming in? I don't know how much you knew about the team coming in or what your expectations were as far as wins and losses and performance on the court, but how have they done so far compared to what you would hope to be at this point?
Right. Yeah, you know, I didn't know a lot coming in. Just kind of feel like I came from a little bit of a different world, you know, going from a four-year to a two-year. So I really wasn't sure exactly what to expect. You know, you can always look up their records and see how successful they've been. But I've gotten really lucky with inheriting some really good players. And, you know, that's been huge for us. Kalia Cruiser has been really big for us. Maddie Heacock, of course. So I think in that aspect, you know, when you kind of take over a whole program, you do get lucky in some way if you pick up some really good players. So that's been really, really huge for us.
You mentioned a couple there. Kind of give me a rundown for those that don't remember or don't know. Who are some of the better players? And describe a little bit of their game, where they, if you're key point guard, this is your assist person, this is your defensive specialist. But kind of run through the roster a little bit of some of the top players you have.
Yeah, so Maddie Heacock, she's our shooting guard. And she just kind of got that scores mentality. She's averaging 19 points per game right now, and I believe 20 or 21 in conference. So she just kind of, she has that scorer's mentality. She wants to put the ball in the basket. She's somebody that everybody on the team really looks to kind of pick us up when we're struggling out on the court or, you know, we've had a few empty possessions. She's kind of the one to everybody looks to. And then Kalia Cruiser, she's kind of a bit of that tweener player. She's got some size on her, but she's got some guard ability as well. You know, she kind of likes to hang out in the high post area. She attacks the basket. And, you know, we actually are a little bit of a smaller team, so she brings a little bit of size for us. And she's one of those kids that, one of those players that love to take charges. And that's really, really, really rare to find. You know, just the other night against Triton, she took three charges in the first half, and they were huge. So those two have been some really big standout players for us this year. And even actually our point guard, you know, in the beginning of the year, we had a point guard that left the team and this was our backup point guard, and she stepped up and played some really huge minutes for us. You know, almost every, or probably three or four times, she's nearly had a triple-double. So that's been huge. And then also we have some leadership on the team, Sydney Miller. You know, she's been in the program. This is her third year. So she's been around. She kind of knows how it works. You know, she's our vocal kid on the floor. You know, when things are tough, she gets everybody going. She's our loudest one on the bench when she's out. So she's been really big as far as, like, a leadership aspect for us. And then our other sophomore, Abby Ponder, has been really big. She gets, you know, a lot of people open. She also adds some size. She's our biggest player we got. I mean, I wouldn't say she's 6 foot, but on the roster she is. but, you know, she's really, yeah. So she's big on the boards for us. And like I said, we're pretty small. We're a small team this year. So she's really stepped up and, you know, got some players open and got some rebounds that we needed in this game.
What's the strength of this team been? What type of team is it? What are you winning with?
You know, something that I've talked about lately is that we just play really, really well together. You know, we share the ball really well. I think we're averaging, I want to say it's 18 assists a game. We're eighth in overall in the nation in assists per game. So a big strength is we play really, really well together. We share the ball. We know who to give the ball to at times. We try to get everybody open. You know, and I run kind of like a motion style offense where there's not a lot of structure, and I give them a lot of freedom to play. And I think they've kind of like really made it their own and really embraced that. And so I would just say overall we play really well together, and that's been a huge strength of our team.
You know, it's interesting because I've done for many years now, I've done stats, high school and some college stats as well, where I do incorporate team leaders. And I always found this trend that any stat of any kind, it's assists. If you've got a lot of players leading the area of the team in assists, that's generally the good teams. The teams that have like a lot of great rebounders, a lot of great scorers aren't necessarily always the best teams, but the assist teams are the ones with a lot of good assist players tend to be the best teams.
I agree. I mean, we had a lot of unselfish players. So it shows out there. And I mean, I think when you all kind of know your role and you're all unselfish and you're just trying to have that one goal to win together, you know, it makes a big difference. You know, I don't have one player that just wants to be the hero. So that does make a big difference, you know, and it shows out there.
Hey, Taylor, with you being in your first year, at what point do you start recruiting for next year? I mean, are the wheels in motion? How do you kind of balance with what you're doing, the successful season you've got going on this year with an eye towards the future?
Right. I mean, there's so much local talent out here that it makes it easy. And then, you know, the games are not on the days that we have games. So, you know, Tuesdays and Friday nights are a big night out here locally. So that's been really, it's been easier to manage as far as, you know, coaching the team and playing the away games and playing the home games, obviously, and then going out and recruit locally. So that's been really big. And then just kind of using my contacts as far as what I've made so far, just coaching previously at a four-year, you know, using those AU contacts and reaching out to them has been something that I've really used. So it's been easy to balance so far, you know, and things will wind down here pretty soon this season, and it'll be easier to focus on as well.
You know, Taylor, you mentioned because you said about the local, I looked your roster and only one player is from outside the immediate area, and that girl's from Madison. So when you talk about recruiting locally, is that a point of focus, or is that a point of convenience because it is local? I mean, how much do you spread out, or do you really want to get this to be more of a almost like a homegrown team?
You know, I think just because there's so much talent locally, it is more of a focus, you know, because, you know, players can live at home and go to school and kind of figure out what they want to do after the next couple of years. So it's been good just to see how much talent there is locally. You know, if there wasn't, obviously it'd be more of a focus to spread out. Now I do want to bring some kids in from Wisconsin and whatnot. But just as far as locally, it's been good to know that there's really good talent out there.
Sure.
You know, there's some really, really good players around the area, and there's so many schools around the area. So, you know, that has been a focus. And it is convenient. You know, it is really, really convenient.
Sure.
And then it's really nice that Rock Valley has such a great reputation, you know, just the school and the facilities and just, you know, the history of the winning seasons, you know. So that's been also so helpful in recruiting.
Last question, it's the million-dollar question. You probably get this a lot, too. You're about a few weeks away from postseason. Does this team have what it takes to win the national championship?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot. I do think so. I mean, I obviously this is my first year, so, you know, people probably aren't going to really believe what I say as far as, like, knowing we can make it to nationals and winning in nationals. But, you know, just from what we've done, and what we have, I think we've done a really, really great job. And there's so much potential in this team of how far we can really go. You know, some people say the size is a little bit of an issue, but we really make up for it in so many different ways. And, you know, I really can see this team making it pretty far. We are pretty confident as well. And it helps to have some people, like, on the team, like Sydney Miller, that's been here for 3 years. So just having that push and that drive that we can make it and that we're pretty good, and having that chip on our shoulder, you know. So the answer to the question, yes. But, you know, we'll just see how everything plays out.
What's next game is?
We play Joliet tomorrow, actually. We played Monday, Wednesday. We'll play Wednesday, we'll play Saturday, and then the following Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. So we've got 6 games in about, like, 12 days, you know. So just because of the weather and stuff, we've had to have some makeup games.
Sure.
So that's been tough, but a lot of basketball. So, so you know, just trying to keep kids healthy. You know, we usually have about 8 healthy right now. We've had 7 or 8 every game just because of small little injuries, like ankles and stuff like that. But we should be back to 9 later on in the week, so we'll see.
And it's
but, yeah, we have Joliet coming up on Wednesday.
Is Wednesday home?
No, our next, I believe, 3 are away.
Okay.
And then we'll play at home on the 13th.
Okay. All right. Well, she's Taylor Noah, the first-year head coach at Rock Valley College. Again, team is 18-5 overall, 9-0 in the N4C, so looking really good. Haven't missed much of a beat since Taylor replaced Misty Opat. So, Taylor, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road here when we get into that postseason.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.